Karen is on the line to us from the West Rand, and Karen is bringing back that story for us about the issue of the kids who struggled to get placements in schools. Karen, hi. What was your experience?
Hi, Joanne. So Joanne, we received an SMS on Saturday that said, go to your nearest district office, right?
Yes, West Rand.
Right. Go to Florida. Got there, they said, by the way, if you apply to Northcliffe, Rampart Ridge, this is not where you need to be. Up we get, off we run, off to Gilbert North. Get there. Well, I've never seen chaos in my life. There was no officials there by 10 o'clock. Eventually, when we got in at about 12:45, we stood in the corridor, and there was an official standing there and said, listen, these are the two schools that are available. Take it or leave it. You have two options. Either take an objection form, or you accept the school that we're offering you. And I said, but I don't want to put my child into those schools. It's obvious why those schools are available. Because what, am I going to be another parent that's going to go and stand outside and identify my child's body because the Sufi forced my child to go to a school that's less than? I wasn't willing to do it. I took my things and I walked out.
So Karen, where does that leave you now? What are your options as a parent?
You know, Karen, I'm a single parent. And I have to go to private schools that are much more expensive than the government schools. And he keeps coming to you guys and he keeps telling you guys that, oh, we place 85,000 from Johannesburg North alone, John. And if 10 parents went in, 2 came out accepting the 2 schools that he offered to us.
Sure. But Karen, you know, I really sympathize with you because, of course, you want to have a choice in the school that your child goes to. And what you are expressing to us is not just about academia or the standards at the school, it's about your child's safety, which should be the primary concern. But tell me this, I mean, deciding you're going to send your child to a private school, particularly at this time of the year, is going to require financial adjustment that you had not perhaps planned for. How are you going to go about preparing for that, if that's the route you have to go?
I've actually made a list of schools that are available on the West End and obviously in the Randburg area.
Yeah.
The least, the bottom end of the schools, private schools, are starting at 6,800 rand.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're going from 6,800 right up until to 10,000 rand. How are we supposed to afford this? You, as a parent at a government school, you have the right to apply for an exemption, which government will give to you. Now, you don't have a choice. You've got to try and make a plan. I had an idea. I'm talking to my dad. I said, you're going to have to make a sacrifice. And all we've been doing in South Africa is making sacrifices. Now, we still have to make sacrifices in order to get my child through school. And her dad said to me, even though we're not together, well, we've got to do what we have to do. I don't have a choice. What do I do? I can't homeschool my child. I'm a working mother.
Yes, yes.
How do I get it? How do I homeschool it? I have to make a plan. And it isn't private schools. Less than 6,800.
Yeah.
Private schools don't give you exemptions or interventions, or you just have to pay it. And if you don't, then they obviously kick your child out.
They do.
So that's my only option. I don't have any other option.
Sure. Karen, thank you very much for sharing your situation with us. Not a pleasant one at all.